This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast, number 101 in the series for Franklin Matters. In this session, you give me about 10 minutes and I'll fill you in on what matters in Franklin, Mass. This week. In particular, we'll prepare for the town council meeting Wednesday, November 30th, where the big item on the agenda will be the annual tax classification hearing, which will begin at 7:10 p.m. This is the time and place where the town council determines, one, to keep a single tax rate or decide to implement a split tax rate, and two, sets the actual rate. I've reviewed the data provided by the Board of Assessors for the town council in this hearing. I've also spent some time on the Department of Revenue website, updating my files with the historical data on Franklin's budget, tax rate, etc. Links to the Board of Assessors package and to the Department of Revenue are also included in this slide deck as well, so you'll be able to follow along. I've updated the slides in particular to share information that I think will help us all understand the overall situation. So on page 2, this shows how the tax rate is calculated. Starting with the levy limit from 2011, 2.5% is added, and based upon the Prop 2.5, it's up to this amount can be added without a special override vote. Anything above this requires a special vote. The growth from last year is added, and this provides a subtotal. Any prior debt exclusions are added, and this provides the maximum levy limit. We can technically achieve this due to the rounding factors on the rates. So we have what they call an excess levy capacity of $9,341. So if the rate went a full percent more, we would exceed the revenue we can achieve legally, and hence we have to back down that one other percent, and thereby we have an excess levy capacity. Only $9,000, not a great deal, it's just a rounding piece. So this leaves us with the tax levy, the amount that Franklin is authorized to raise this year. And that amount is divided by the total assessed value of all the residential, commercial, industrial, and personal property. The tax assessor's package for the town council meeting has a number of pages devoted to the property analysis of these classes, which get to this particular value. The major factor to remember is that due to the overall economic conditions, property values are declining. And if you divide any number by a declining number, the percent will naturally increase. On page 3, we show the tax rate as it has varied throughout the years from 1988 through 2012. I really shouldn't use a line to depict the point in time number for each year, but it's much easier to view the data this way. The high rate you can see in 1997 was 14.21%. The low was 8.86 in 2007. And the current rate of 13.73 for FY 2012. I find it interesting that the tax rate dropped for 10 years in a row from its peak, has gone up for the past 5 years, and yet all you hear about is, you know, our tax problem. And there are many reasons for the increases shown. I don't have all the information to explain, nor do I have the time this week, really, to do so. What I can show you on page 4 is how the assessed value affects the rate. The blue bars in this case depict the net change in assessed total value of all the properties in Franklin. From 1997, the peak tax rate, the overall assessed values rose and the tax rate dropped each year until the values peaked in 2007, coincidentally when the tax rate hit its low point. Since 2007, unfortunately, the assessed values have continued to drop, and thereby the tax rate has risen. With less of a tax base upon which to levy the expected tax revenue, guess what? The rate will increase Simple math. Well, page 5 more clearly shows what our tax problem is. The numbers on this chart depict the average tax bill for the period from 1998 through 2012. As you can see from the red bars, in no year did the average tax bill decrease. The tax rate line from page 4 is also shown here, and clearly the tax rate, whether it goes up or down, seems to have little effect on the tax bill. It is always going. One alternative to increasing the single tax rate is to consider a split tax rate. On page 6, the table depicts the residential versus commercial industrial property mix since 1999. It has varied only a little bit each year. So generally it's around 80% residential and 20% industrial, commercial industrial. The high point for residential was 82.212 in 1988, and the low point was 77.04 in 1993. Page 7 shows the same numbers in a chart format, and as there's so little variation, I think this more clearly depicts the small range that the commercial, industrial, and residential split has had over the years. And why did I spend some time on the commercial, industrial versus residential split? I can hear folks saying, let's go with a split tax rate. Well, with the kind of property tax mix we have, a split tax really does not solve our problem. See, the split tax does not increase the overall tax revenues. It only shifts the proportion of the pie that each party pays, as shown on page 8. So for a single dollar decrease in residential property tax, to raise the same amount of revenue, the commercial industrial rate would need to raise by $4. And I've said before, and it bears repeating again, we don't need to shift the tax burden from one class to another. We need to grow the overall tax base. We really need a bigger pie. The best opportunities to grow come from the underutilized commercial industrial space we have. You should be aware of the efforts of Brian Tabiner and others in the Department of Planning and Community Development. Some of the town councilors have been very active in this space as well. There are scheduled additional bylaw proposals to increase the zoning for biotechnology. This, in particular, would be one potential area for good growth. We don't need additional residential properties, which would further burden the school system. In particular, the residential growth we have seen recently has been mostly in the rental unit arena, and that's even worse for Franklin than a single-family home. We need healthy growth in commercial and industrial properties to provide tax revenue and provide some jobs for local residents. So hopefully this has helped you understand the tax rate, how it's calculated for 2012. Tune in to the council meeting on Wednesday to see how they digest this info, what questions they have, how the Board of Assessors will answer those questions, etc. On page 9, you'll find information on the sources of data that I used to prepare this. Page 10 provides my contact information. If you have any questions, I would like to review this further. So this podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can use your help. How can you help? If you like this, please tell a neighbor. If you don't like this, please let me know. It's through this feedback loop that we can improve this. I thank you for listening. For additional information, please continue to visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes, 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.